Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Aren't you glad that Christmas season is over? Aren't you so tired of hearing all of those happy people singing those happy Christmas songs? All those Christians wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. Aren't you glad that's over with? You don't have to listen to another Christmas carol. I know how you feel. Let me cheer you up.
Redemption.
sounded like a Christmas song to me. I heard bells. Let me get my French translation book. Noël, Noël. Christmas! What did I say about Christmas music? I'm going to have to escape. Let me find some rock and roll music. Give me the Drifters, Back to the 50s.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow.
I gotta get out of here. Christmas music, jingle bells, Santa Claus, one horse open sleigh. I gotta get out of here. These people will have me praying in another 5 minutes. It's unbelievable. Give me the platters. Give me something. Give me a love song.
When the twilight is gone, and no songbirds are singing, when the twilight is gone, you come into my heart, and here in my heart you will stay. My friend is a rapture in blue, with the world far away and your lips close to mine. Thank you. give. May they still be the same.
Everywhere you turn, the place is overrun with Christians. You know who hates Christians? A Ted Turner. A Ted Turner, on Ash Wednesday, walked into one of his offices, and the Christians had crosses in ash on their foreheads. And he got all upset about it, and he called them all a bunch of Jesus freaks. Now, Ted Turner is a very wealthy man, so of course in the United States, if you're wealthy, that means you're smart. And Ted was smart. He married Hanoi Jane, who betrayed the American people many times over. As a matter of fact, there's a picture of Hanoi Jane sitting on an AK-AK gun trying to shoot down John McCain. And the headline reads, Hanoi Jane shoots down John McCain. Well, anyway, she served the Communist Party so greatly that as a reward, they named a spittoon after her in Vietnam. You can buy these spittoons on the open market and just ask for the Hak Tui. Anyway, Ted said when he passed away, if there was life after death, he was going to call Jane. And one day the phone rang, and Jane went, hello? And he goes, Jane, it's Ted. I said, Ted, how you doing? I told you I'd call you from the afterlife. How is it? Jane, it's great. It's great. I get fresh air every day. I have romantic encounters. I have plenty to eat. I said, where are you? He says, I'm a bull in Montana. How'd you dial the phone? I guess push button. Did you see that Marine colonel who took 3 rounds in the pelvis area and went on to try and apprehend the criminals that did it? How's that for can-do spirit? He used his fingers to plug the bullet holes. How's that for can-do spirit? Got to be careful. There's more people getting killed coming back from Iraq into the cities than there were when they were over in Iraq. And there's a lot of missing kids, more than normal, and there's a lot of dead wives, more than normal. And that just goes to show you, once life becomes cheap, all life becomes cheap. So vote pro-life and save the kids. Let me see if I can find a tune that doesn't have any kind of religious connotation. Let me see if I can find a tune that's strictly a love song. Still looking. Hang in there. Here we go.
Melody.
Are you following these, I call them the Iowa carcasses, because there's going to be a lot of bodies laying around after the election. It's really amazing. First off, I got to say that I'm tired of hearing people say, what's the big deal about the Iowa caucuses? It's a small state, and who cares about it? Who cares about Iowa? Yeah, and who cares about New York, and who cares about California? And there's supposed to be 50 that we're caring about for each other, huh? Doesn't Iowa count? Huh? I mean, don't they send people to die for us? What, there are no veteran cemeteries in Iowa? There are no American flags in Iowa? Huh? How much milk you got in the refrigerator? How much corn you got in the, what do you call it, when you have a little place where you keep the corn? The husk barn. Yeah. If it wasn't for Iowa, we'd all be selling pencils here today. So, don't overlook anybody. Each vote is important, and that's one thing that's bothering me. Gingrich had 1,150 votes, 11,050 votes in Virginia, and he was disqualified and required a 10,000. Now, I see today the news is saying that Gingrich, some lawyer in Virginia is challenging the fact that he got knocked off the ballot. And Perry got knocked off, too. He didn't have as many votes. But I got to tell you something. Those people are out there campaigning. You know, we know who they are. You can't have an exclusionary club. I don't like the fact that Gingrich got knocked off. One American, one vote, and that's what it should be. And if the guy is out there and he wants to run for office, he should be given the opportunity. And I tell you what I'm working on, and I don't know if I'll have it in time, but the website called Virginians for Newt. So it's Virginians, V-I-R-G-I-N-I-A-N-S, the number 4, and Newt, N-E-W-T. I don't know if it'll be .com or .org, but maybe it'll help that lawyer out. And what I'm going to do is put a counter up there and ask Virginians to vote for Newt, or not vote for Newt. And they're trying to figure out how that somebody won't vote a million times. But I'm sure we can come up with a remedy. And if I have it, I'll let you know right away. I don't like to see one American get skunked. And I am an underdog pro. I am pro underdog all the way. And Obama is not an underdog. And neither is George Soros. And I'll vote for a lamb chop before I'll vote for Obama. So, if I'm going to the polls, you better stop me. What else did I see that I didn't like? I'm watching Fox Business, and the price of gold is coming down. And one of the girls on the show says, "When my cab driver tells me he's getting into gold, I'm getting out." And another girl says, "Yes, and the shoeshine boy also." And I said to myself, you know what? I hate you people. That shoeshine boy and that cab driver are the backbone of America. And when you're out of work, honey, they'll still be working because they have skills. "I can't believe I lost the job. I was the best they had. And look at the footprint on my dress." Yeah. And that's how that goes. The mighty have fallen. What's the saying? What Jimmy Durante said, "Be nice to people on the way up because you're going to meet them on the way down." Yeah. Hang in there. We'll collect our thoughts. We'll come back with some more words of wisdom. One thing that bothers me a lot is how the media has taken over the minds of the American people. I started out on the internet with AOL. I love AOL. I got a short handle on AOL, and I've been using it since I've been on the internet. And it's abutom@aol.com. Sweet and simple. And I liked AOL. I worked through AOL. But all of a sudden, a Huffington Post, which to me is a communist front group, has become a partner with AOL. And now I'm getting all kinds of homosexual crap. I'm getting all kinds of propaganda news. And I see a movement to purge the minds of the American people and fill it with a communist sludge. And I'll give you some examples. Glenn Beck is gone. Steve Malzberg is gone. Mike Savage is being whittled down. He used to be on WOR radio 3 hours a day from 6 to 9. They cut him from 6 to 8, and they put on this guy, Michael Shmerkanish. Michael Shmerkanish. If I went to the doctor and he told me I had a Michael Shmerkanish, I'd say, cut it out right away. Unbelievable. So they cut Savage, but they, see how subtle they are. They cut Savage from down to 6 to 8. And then, on the half hour at 6:30, they bring in NBC News, which is Marine, I call it Marine Killing NBC. They never gave a GI a break. Never. In the history of the, maybe back in the 40s and the 50s when everybody was American. And they used to play the Star Spangled Banner at 11 o'clock at night, and then they went to a test pattern with an American Indian on it. You don't remember those days. No. You know what else you don't remember? Nail polish fixes a run in your stocking. That's what happened to Bill Maher the other day. He had a run in his stocking, and somebody gave him nail polish to stop the run. He was in the Vatican ladies' room, and he got struck 3 times by lightning. I never seen a horse leave a radio, leave a ladies' room so fast. Yeah, Bill PLO Dancer Maher. He's a private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old country will do but the USA. Yeah, unbelievable. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the takedown of Mike Savage. So along comes NBC at 6:30. All the other networks have 5 minutes of news. And then they go back to the host. NBC takes 15 minutes to give you lies. And then they say more lies at 11. But they're robbing Savage of another 10 minutes. And then they'll bring on some Rutgers basketball that really ruins your day. Like, you really want to know what the score at old Rutgers is. Yeah. I know guys that went to Rutgers and never scored. Unbelievable. And don't ask me about guys who sleep with dogs. But anyway, so there's Savage. He's being whittled down to 1 hour, 50 minutes. Then there's another news break on 7, so there's another 5 minutes. So that's 1 hour and 45 minutes. Then at 7:30, they take another 5 minutes from him, so that's 1 hour and 40 minutes. And then, just as Savage is saying goodnight to his listeners, WOR says, the opinions of Michael Savage are not necessarily the opinions of the network. Please don't hurt us. And that's, isn't that sad? Isn't that pathetic? This guy got banned in England and he never had a show in England. How can that be? Who pulled that string? Nobody knows. Nobody knows that the Chinese are taking pictures of American aircraft carriers going through the Straits of Hormuz either. And they're taking them by satellite. I wonder if they're piggybacking with our satellite and we don't know it. Well, we put this little piece here on the satellite that just came in from Shanghai. We're in trouble, man. Do you know the width of the Straits of Hormuz? I think it's 28 miles, 29 miles. Now, I have a picture. I have a Chinese map of the Straits of Hormuz, and I have a picture of the aircraft carrier going through it, and I captioned underneath, I said, here's our target going through the Straits of Hormuz. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. We didn't learn anything from 911. Nothing at all. You got a mayor that went and opened up a pee kiosk across the street. Mayor Bloomingdale. I call him Mohammed Bloomingdale. He is absolutely horrible. Well, you want to hear about the Fox hit on Gingrich? I'll bring it up. I'll tell you what it's all about. Here we go. I'll push my little arrow. Oh, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Oh, it's on Blog Talk Radio. I did this one already. Okay. There's the show. If you want to hear about the Fox hit on Gingrich, I'll give you a little. Prenuptial agreement here. Let's see what we got here. The Fox hit on Gingrich. I seen it coming. It was really sad. And it looks like I'm going to have to go to sent mail if I can find sent mail. Check, compose, spam. Nope, I can't go to sent mail. I'm sorry to do this to you. I'm going to erase all this crap. Obama will beat Romney. Only Newt can beat Obama. And I have a... Oh, this is nice. Here's one. Obama will beat Romney. Only Newt can beat Obama, and I've got a Viking throwing an axe. And under it, it says, Newt will cut the budget. And I have a Viking shoving a lance into the assaulting enemy. And it said, Newt will not raise taxes. And then I have a Viking standing on a ship with an axe and a shield. And it says, Newt will cut the trade deficit. And then I have a Viking throwing his hands up in the air. And it says, Newt will protect God and country people. And then I have a Viking ship. And it says, Newt will restore America to smooth sailing. Then I have Viking ships unloading many Vikings. And it says, Newt will not betray the military. And then there's a Viking ship with a guy standing guard on shore. And it says, Newt will protect the borders. And then there's a Viking with the Star of David on his windshield, on his shield. And it says, Newt will not betray Israel. Then I have a Viking lifting weights and the bar is bending. And it said, Newt has the experience to make both parties work together for the people. And that he does. He's got a good track record. He has the only proven track record. He has big plans for America. He dares to dream. He makes it happen. With Romney, all you have is another Massachusetts millionaire with a McCain windsock who will barely lose to Obama, and that's the truth. With Newt, you will win big time. 15 million Tea Party people can bring 15 million more to the party. And did I mention lots of oil? The Tea Party is not asleep. We're just taking a nap. And then it was the holidays, as the communists call it. Happy holidays! You know what happy holidays is to me? F you, Christian. Yeah. Season's greetings is up yours. What season? Deer season? Drought season? Mating season? What season? What, you can't say Merry Christmas? How about Rosh Hashanah in the highest? And never forget, our religion was founded by a rabbi. Okay. Buy my book. You can get it on Kindle. Spirit of America Party. You'll find something very interesting in that book. You'll find the 40 Democrat senators who voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. Oh, they didn't vote to burn the flag. They're just practicing free speech. Well, how about they do it in front of a firing squad on a cold, rainy, windy day with 6,000 snipers loading their rifles? With a wet book of matches, and the firing squad goes first. Oh no, that would be bullying. You don't know what bullying is. You don't know. You have no idea. You live in the land of the free, and your dues were paid by real men. Real men. Now you can go get your nails done and come back. Hang in there. We'll give you a tune. Have you noticed that there's one issue that should be the number one issue that nobody's talking about? Everybody thinks the number one issue is the economy. The economy's number two issue. The number one issue is the drug problem in the United States. And the drug problem in the United States heavily affects the economy. You think about it. You think about the cost of when you go shopping, and the merchant has already incorporated in the price the amount of money he's going to lose to drugs, the stealing, the employee theft, the rip-offs. That's all incorporated in the price of your goods. And every time somebody rips a jacket off or a store gets slammed, that's all coming out of your hide. Drugs is the number one problem. One out of five Americans has a drug addiction problem. And I'm watching Fox, and they were talking about OxyContin. And now there's a pill that sounds like OxyContin. I can't remember the name of it. But it's the guy says it's 10 times stronger, 10 times more powerful. In other words, once you take it, you're gone, man. You're hooked. You're hooked. You're mainlining for the rest of your life. $80 a pop, and people are taking three a day. That's $240 a day just to maintain a drug habit. You don't think that hurts the economy? Well, let me give you a cleanup tune. Do you know that there are Wall Street traders that are trading your pension plan that are high on cocaine and get it delivered to the office? You don't think that doesn't happen? You ever see the ad where the school bus driver lady is doped up and your kid's getting on that bus? Do you know that when they pull people over for DWI, they never test for drugs? They only test for drink. So whatever the DWI rate is, you could double it or triple it. We're in trouble. The only time I ever had to go to the bathroom was to go to the bathroom. I never had to go to give a sample. In my time, we didn't have that problem. The only thing that was coming out was Rheingold and Schaefer. It's sad. We'd be better off if we were all drinking quarts of beer. Hang in there. But sadly, today, it's Guinness and Coke. And the Coke is in powder form. And we're all up the fat lady's burka. And we all pay the price. There isn't a mother that can leave a kid out in the street. When I grew up, all the kids were out in the street. Okay, we're back. And I was listening to Mark Simone. I think he was filling in for Sean Hannity. And somebody started to talk about legalizing marijuana. And he says, he wouldn't even go there. He says, I'm against it. I'm against all drugs. And that's the end of the conversation. So I sent him a quick email. I said, everybody who ever OD'd started with weed. And I said, Mark, how come no one has addressed the junkie problem as an issue? And that is an issue. The junkie problem is a big problem. And you know what? That's more votes for the Democrats because they're going to legalize it. They'll get all the drug addicts. I'm surprised they don't let people out of jail to vote in November. If you want to vote Democrat, they'll let you out. Yeah. That's it, man. So what's going on in Iowa? Bachman was betrayed. And I'm going to tell you something. Any campaign worker who signs on a ship, if you're on the Bachman ship and you jump ship, you should be hung from a yardarm. You are a traitor. And they did it to Newt. They harpooned Newt, and they harpooned Michelle Bachman. And I got to tell you, that's got to be a money tease or a gift tease. So Bachman was betrayed. You can't trust repuppy defectors, and they did the same to Newt. Huntsman, this guy lives in La La Land. I think he's in it for the, you know, he's going along for the ride. He probably sends the Peking duck back because it's made in the USA. Hillary, we were talking about Hillary. Hillary and Obama on the ticket. This is the latest scuttlebutt that they're going to take Biden, make him Secretary of State, and they're going to make Hillary Vice President and put her on the ticket. Wasn't that a scene in The Manchurian Candidate? Wasn't Angela Lansbury in that? Did she play Hillary? Hillary would take the number two slot. And the president gets assassinated. Was that the way it went in the movie? He dies in Hillary's arms, and she makes her first presidential speech. I'm getting a deja vu. I'm getting a deja vu. Yeah. I don't know. If we want to go Hollywood on this, we could throw in a Civil War for Mars. And this time, the north end of Mars attacks the south end and makes them take the slaves back. Let's face it, folks, it ain't working. Find the guy who wrote the Kumbaya song and literally lynch him. Here is the truth. Once the party of death discovers that Obama will not win reinfection, he'll be dropped like a bad habit. They will step over him to chant, "Save us, Hillary." Hillary will rise to the pre-planned occasion to lead the charge for communism with commissions. The only one who can save us is Newt, good guy. The royal repuppies will tell you only Romney can do the job. Do we want a Massachusetts candidate to match the Manchurian candidate? I don't trust anybody out of Massachusetts. Sorry, if you really want the guy who will do America right, it is Rick Santorum. But America hates people with loved children. That is why we kill them at the rate of 1,200,000 a year, and we replace them with legal immigrants. 1,200,000 a year. As 6 million illegal invaders annually outrun Janet Reno Napolitano to get DOJ guns for drugs. Killing kids is big business, but you will never see occupied Planned Parenthood street scenes. One thing is for sure. The God and country voter is outnumbered 51-49. You have to think about that. We are outnumbered, my friends. You think we're the majority. And people tell me, in the Midwest, get outside of the cities and you'll see real Americans. My real American friends, we're outnumbered. We are outnumbered. So that means that you really got to be effective when you vote. And majority rules, and that is why kill a kid is the law of the land. Do you think the Demo Camos would be trying to legalize dope and tax it if the majority was against it? When the majority says burn the flag, 40 Demo Camo senators will vote to burn it. And 8 Repuppies did the same 40 days before 9/11. They lost by one American vote that time. You would think that after 9/11 they'd be more patriotic. Never happened. When the vote came up again, they all voted the same way. And they voted to burn the flag that 4,500 Americans came home draped in draped coffins, flag-draped coffins, from the Bin Laden Wars. And the people would say, was it worth it? Don't ask me, was it worth it? Don't ask me, was it worth it? And don't stick a mic in a widow's a face or a mother's face and say, how does it feel now that your son is dead? How do you feel about the Iraq war? Let me tell you something. We're going to be in the Middle East for another 40 years. And we're going back there. This Obama Hollywood show that he's putting on, and he's going to have all the troops home for Christmas. The only problem is he's bringing home the 10th Jihad Division. They're coming too. And all of the borders are open so they can come right across. We're going to be there, and if Iran gets a little cocky and they close the Straits of Hormuz, we'll be in Iran. Because in order to protect the Straits of Hormuz, we're going to have to occupy Iranian territory. And you see that we allowed the Saudis to buy 15 jets. What were they, F-15 jets? Yep. So, did you hear about the 69 Patriot missiles that were found on a ship in Finland going to China for redistribution? No. And somebody said, they don't need the Patriot missiles. They have their own. Yeah. Oh, it's a NATO. They were from a NATO country to a NATO country. Yep. You want to know something? Just go back to 9/11. Nobody was ready, and nobody's ready today. Nobody is ready today. The only thing they have is an excuse log. And when the fit hits the shan, they'd go to, oh, that's page 23. Oh, what? We lost the drone? We have the excuse on page 23. That's what we have. We're not ready for anything. The only thing is we do have a toughened military who has made their bones in the Middle East. And they know how to fight a war. They've got wartime experience. 2 and 3 tours. And, you know, in the beginning, that's when you lose the most because everybody is new and cherry. But as they get more seasoned, they measure up to the higher standard. So we do have experience. No respect for freedom winners of past wars. Just give the termites more terms to do more of the same. If the president can only get 2 terms, so it should be for all the bribe takers. And just because the bribe is packaged in a different, in a nicer ribbon, it's still a bribe. Shall we say champagne contributions? How about war chests that are portable? As of right now, I'm voting for Newt. Until his wife shows up at a press conference wearing a Tiffany tiara. But today she is wearing plain pearls. And they got a description for her that, you know, she's sultry. So, guys, she's a woman. She's a wife. Come on. Get with it. Yeah. She's not a siren on a rock luring Greek ships. No respect for the past freedom winners of past wars. As of right now, I'm voting for Newt. And his wife is wearing plain pearls. And if, oh, they exposed Newt. He had a credit line at Tiffany's of $850. $850,000. I put the decimal point in the wrong place. $850,000. So what? So what? What do you think Mitt Romney's credit line is? He's probably got like $3 million, $4 million. What do you think John Edwards' credit line was? I believe we have a 4-year window to get strong. After that, America will be a side dish on a Chinese menu. Never forget this. He who rules the skies rules the world. He who rules the stars rules the galaxy, and he who knows where space ends is God. Nobody hurts us more than these pocket-lining politicians who can be bought from side to side. Welcome to the party's over party. Having said that, I would vote for a lamb chop before Obama, the communist with cash. Even worse are the people who gave him to us, knowing all his shortcomings. He was the hammer. They were the sickle. The media has betrayed us, and George Soros has undermined the nation. The Chicago mob must go back to Cicero, and the country must go back to the people. More tea. More tea, anybody? And the question on everybody's mind today is what would Tim Tebow do? You know, I use that now because I'm so, you know, when the communists would always put Jesus down, they'd say, what would Jesus do? What wine would Jesus drink? So now I turn it back on him. I say, I look up to the sky and claps my hands together and say, what would Tim Tebow do? And or you could do the Tim Tebow pose with the fist on the head. That really gets him. But you know, Tim Tebow did very good. I mean, he did preach the gospel. He's doing the Lord's work. As a matter of fact, he's so effective that the Arizona Cardinals now wear the big hats instead of the helmets. And Eli Manning, in his the last game, in that last five-minute game, do you know that he converted? As a result of that score, he converted for 2 points. You're up against some ruthless people in this presidential run, in any political run. These people, they have their goals set. They don't want anybody interfering with them. And all we're trying to do is keep the playing field level. But there's a lot at stake. There's a lot of agendas at stake. And there are a lot of people that mean us ill as a nation. And there are a lot of people that want to break us and break the spirit of America. And they do it every day. They pick out a teacher, they pick out a Boy Scout, and every day they're in the courts getting decisions in their favor, small gains that they can use for big gains later on. And we have a lot of enemies, and they're not all overseas. They're right here. I mean, you got a guy that wants to dope up America and make it the law of the land. You know that he wants to put us all to sleep so he can accomplish his goal, which is slavery. And that's how they took the first slaves. They put them to sleep first. And now they're putting us to sleep with drugs. Anyway, I'm casting my lot with Newt. But I will vote for whoever, anybody that runs against, is selected to run against Obama bin Laden. I think he is the greatest insult to America that was ever perpetrated. And I don't blame him. I blame the people that put him up to it. The people that used him. And he got what he wanted, and they got what they wanted. And we got nothing. And it's time to take our country back once and for all, and to cast out all the money changers in the temple. So when they tell me that Newt Gingrich is an unfaithful husband, I say, so what? I'll put my unfaithful husband up against your unfaithful husband any day of the week. And we all know the President Pinocchio pants story that kids tell in kindergarten. Yeah, we all know that he was in the Oval Office getting harmonica lessons. And he was even on the phone with the Chinese ambassador while he was getting one of those lessons. Oh, Mr. Clinton on the phone here. President Clinton. Yeah, he's speaking Chinese. Ooh, E-I-A-O. So listen, then they told us that, listen, he can walk and chew gum at the same time. Good.
Let him walk and chew gum. And he made a lot of money in office. He's worth over $170 million. That's not bad for a government job. Must have put in a lot of overtime. I'm wishing everybody a happy, safe, and prosperous new year. And may all your news be good news. And I'm wishing you a job with a raise. So let me close with the Marine Corps Auld Lang Syne.
Some sunny day.